extramarital affair can cause havoc in a marriage, but hiding the truth of an affair can have far worse long-term consequences. We'll be talking about confessing an affair on the next Family Matters. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We heard from a wife who has been struggling to find an answer to this question. Should I tell my husband that I've been unfaithful to him? I recently ended a relationship with another man, but I have serious doubts about the wisdom of revealing this to my spouse. As things stand, he has no idea that anything of this kind has been going on. I've confessed my sin before God, but why hurt him and risk destroying our marriage by bringing it up? Would it be better just to sweep the whole thing under the rug? Not only should you tell your spouse about your infidelity, you must tell him about it if you want your marriage to grow and move forward in a positive direction. The damage has already been done. Now it's a question of finding some way to heal the hurt and restore the quality of the relationship. How healthy a marriage do you want? That's the issue now. There's no guarantee that your spouse won't leave you, but you can't have real intimacy as long as you're keeping secrets. The truth may be painful, but it's also therapeutic. Secrets, on the other hand, are always destructive. There's a reason the Bible says, "Confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed." That's in James 5. It's the only way to regain balance and prevent further destruction. That's not to say that you should blunder into a hasty or careless confession. Quite the contrary. You need to begin by praying about the situation and giving it some careful thought. Don't just blurt something out at an inappropriate moment. Instead, prepare the ground. Pray about what you're going to say. Write it down if you think this might be helpful. Lay your heart before the Lord and humble yourself in His presence, making sure that you're ready and willing to put the infidelity behind you and make things right once and for all. Determine to do whatever is necessary to repair the damage you've caused and rebuild trust with your husband. Make sure that you're telling your spouse for the right motives. The truth is, there can be any number of selfish reasons for confessing an affair, including manipulation or an attempt to blame and shame your spouse for having pushed you into the affair. In the end, there's only one legitimate motive for confessing the affair, and that is because you love your spouse and you are truly sorry for what you've done and you want to save your marriage. It's vital to get all this straight in your mind and resolved in your heart before you open your mouth. You may also need to consider your spouse's state of mind before moving ahead. Are there any serious emotional or mental health disorders present? Does he have a tendency to become irrationally angry or violent? It would be a good idea to get some input from a pastor or qualified counselor before proceeding with your confession. Once the story is out on the table, you and your spouse should pursue counseling as soon as possible. You may need individual therapy prior to joint sessions. There's an important sense in which your affair is only the tip of the iceberg. It's the final step in a 100-step journey, a symptom rather than the actual disease. If your marriage is to survive and thrive, you're going to have to get to the heart of the problem and figure out exactly why you reached the point of becoming vulnerable to this kind of temptation. Focus on the Family's counseling staff would be happy to discuss your situation with you over the phone and provide referrals to specialists in your area. To speak to someone who can help, please call 031-716-3300. You're going to need to tread with much care and consideration, but our prayer is that your marriage will find healing and hope restored. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.